The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
When I'm walking down them rocky, narrow dirt roads with a basket of potatoes on my head, oh, don't you worry, I come from down home. That's where the island folks bake their potato bread. They bake it down home, outside in a Dutch oven down home.
Good morning and welcome to Guardian Radio 9th. The date is Thursday, a little after 11 o'clock on this day. And welcome to Guardian Radio AM 96.9. My guest is supposed to come in today, but she cancelled. She says she's in traffic. I'm hoping to rearrange the show. Reschedule the show for next week. It's what's going to be about culture. They're doing big things in Fox Hill, where they're honoring one or two people, and they highlighting some activities and things there, and I thought it would be nice to have them there right before Independence Day, but these things happen. So since these things happen, we're going to have an open line Thursday, one day before our Independence Day celebrations. I was trying to keep my theme very cultural, heritage oriented, and I still hope to do that in today's show. Today we're going to have a discussion about the fire in Bimini. We can talk about Bimini for a while. We talk about the Family Islands for a while, and we hopefully we'll delve into some other matters. But we're going to keep it as best cultural and things that we continuously do. Sometimes we tend to do things that we shouldn't be doing, but now culture is dictating to us and we would need to retrain ourselves in order to get up and move beyond what we do. So perhaps that is one of the things we have to discuss. First, we need to acknowledge that we may have a problem and then work towards correcting said problem. In their home's gone, burned down, flat, completely. Right? They can need the help of their immediate community. They can need the help of perhaps corporate Bahamas, the government, and they can need the help of the church and, of course, the wider Bahamas. Fires tend to happen in Bimini too often, right? And Bahamians at large have been complaining, agitating, advocating for there to be a fire truck on the island. There is no fire truck on the island besides the fire truck at the airport. I think they may have one also at the big resort there. Bimini, small. I'm not sure if any of you who are listening have traveled to Bimini, lived on Bimini, but Bimini's small. Bimini can't handle no big fire truck. The streets are small. The truck can't maneuver. So they need to come with some ideas on what should they have on Bimini and small islands like that, right? Family islands in general, technology that they can use if they cannot afford, because some family islands, the government looks like they just can't afford to do it. They've been promising fire trucks for decades now, not just a year or two. It's been decades they've been working on these projects. I know that they supposedly ordered some is on its way, fire trucks, ambulances, and things like that. But there should be other things we could do in the meantime, right? I was searching the internet and I realized that there are golf carts that is equipped with fire equipment. They have hoses and pressure materials and tanks that can out a fire. How come the community of Bimini never invested in that? They hadn't gone to the government, no. And the job of the local government, and if Bimini, and I go by wider, and forgive me if I'm picking on Bimini today, but Bimini had the fire. You know, blaze ravages Bimini homes. Bimini blaze leaves 20 homeless, right? Residents express anger over lack of island firefighting resources. I appreciate the vexing and the angst of the community. They want their government to continue to serve them, and our government has a responsibility to these people. But there's also local government. There's also corporate Bimini, right? There are also local people in the community who all have fallen short. They have failed themselves. I got an inbox Where go to inbox? Was that from a Sawyer or that was from Pinder? Let me go to my WhatsApp, Facebook account because Abaco is reaching out. Abaco is reaching out and saying, man, we willing to help Bimini. Sawyer, a gentleman named Sawyer. And they said, how come Bimini don't have the basic resource? Because let me read parts of what Sawyer sent to me. Okay. Good afternoon. Maybe the government needs to take a visit to Abaco and see what all the volunteer, keyword there, volunteer fire departments have here. We have 11 volunteer fire stations here with a total of 17 fire apparatus. Each outer island has their own station and truck. They are owned by the communities. Most of the trucks were donated. You just can't put a truck somewhere and not keep it maintained. It has to be put in the building. Plus, you need people trained to operate and persons trained in. That's why when we have a bad fire here, all stations are put on standby. That's why in the last few years, we have not lost a single home to a fire. And the person says, has a blessed day. That's Mr. Sawyer there. And I'd like to thank Mr. Sawyer. I wouldn't say his first name because I'm not sure if he wanted me to share who he is. Right? But then the inbox goes on that asking me if I can connect him to the Member of Parliament in Bimini. It went off to say, is there any business people there that he could connect to? He's now, the Sawyer gentleman, is now contacting his contacts in the United States, Abaco Manor, to see if they can get a fire truck, a water tanker. He called that word water tanker, which is different from a fire truck, saying that he and his community is willing, because they got disturbed watching the fire. They're willing to assist, and they want Bimini Knights, the local government there, to reach out to their local government that they can, if they can provide volunteers, they will train the volunteers to work these equipment. And this particular community in Abaco, communities in Abaco, have donated to Nassau. Can you imagine the family island donating to Nassau equipment? And have donated to Exuma and Eleuthera various firefighting equipment over the years. And I want to know what's different between Abaco and Bimini. Bimini is smaller. Abaco have all kind of different types of people, right? But Bimini is homogeneous, have one basically type of people. But there's wealth in Bimini. There's some good money in Bimini. Besides the hotel, there are some rich Biminites there. But the community mindset is different. And we're talking about the community mindset. And sometimes you got to prick them. Sometimes you got to criticize them and critique them to let them know you're better today. Today is a day of recovery now. The fire done. And now you need to know, what do you do next? Next, you need to have a town hall meeting. I started calling out to the Member of Parliament and stuff and saying, hey, you all need to do better, man, because this is embarrassing to me. And I ain't even from Bimini, right? I said, you all need to do better, and I'm hoping that you have a plan. That's what I told the Member of Parliament. I'm hoping you have a plan. And of course, he outlined a number of things that he planned to do in as many days. He already started spending money in terms of ordering things as in many days. Leave that up to him to make his announcements on what he planned to do in the short term, in the long term, and what partners he is going to be partnering with. But I'm going to talk about the local people in Bimini now, moving from the Member of Parliament, the politics of things, and Bimini and how they have let themselves down. Several months ago, I unfortunately had a show on. I was looking at pictures, because I've never been to Bimini. I was looking at pictures of Bimini, and I say, Bimini looks like a shantytown. The Biminites came raging at me to defend the island. And I said, man, Bimini, for all the wealth and history and significance of Bimini, right, Bimini looked like a shantytown. But I acknowledge that Bimini makeup is different in terms of size, so their houses has to be different. But then I picture Spanish Wells and how their houses are different. And I'm saying, okay, Bimini need a good leader. And that's where they are. Bimini need a good leader to talk about the hard subjects. The hard subjects is that we need the plan, the road. restructure the road. Some people's house would need to be pushed back, expand the road. We may have to say there's no cars, no trucks on Bimini unless it's doing some kind of official work, right? But everyone needs to have a particular type of car. And I have the same issues with Harbour Island because they have big, huge trucks now. Them big trucks, you know? Them 4x4s and thing. And but it shouldn't be on the island. And you say, what are you doing here? Especially if you're not doing any kind of construction. But we need to have a discussion on what can Bimini do as an island to promote itself, to enhance itself with the best technology. They need to spend the money. They need to spend the money. They need to have an architect come there and say, okay, we're going to find financing to perhaps renovate a number of these homes, fit them with firefighting equipment, fit them with whatever type of equipment for modern days. They can't build out, so they need to build up 2 and 3 story buildings, if they're going to use clapboard or wooden structure, whatever it is. But the latest technology, you know, in New York, they have them small houses where you can, the bed is something you push into the wall or push up into the roof, right? To make more space for the dwellings. They need to have that type of discussion in terms of the new homes. They need to, the people of Bimini, the organizers, the leaders of Bimini that need to start speaking to the expats, the rich expats, the hotel that is there. They need to now do some PPPs, right? They need to express their concern and say, well, we, the community, serve you. We partner with you, and we need some help. The number of our houses here is not meeting the standard, and we are unable to help ourselves the way we want to help ourselves. And you have access to riches and monies, and we are your friends and extended families. We can need you to partner with us to develop some homes. So if you can donate perhaps financial money, and these multimillionaires, so they should be able to donate some huge amount of funds. But some people believe that if I don't, I'll match what you donate, right? So if they cannot do that, then they have to donate the technology. In terms of, they might just say, we'll donate our architect and send him down to draw out some type of house designs that would suit Bimini, right? There might be like how our home is something like 3, 4, 5, 6 designs you got to pick. You can have any home you want. One of these structures, these design, and we have these designs picked and selected and say, well, you can have any one of these. Once it's one of these. Right? Anyone can have a modern Bimini, right? A modern Bimini where we capitalize the space, the limited space there. And then we have checks and balances. Local government need to do more because the local government should have known that since they don't have no fire truck, they knew they have no fire truck, they should have a plan B. What do we do when there is a huge fire? Because the houses are so close together. When there's one fire, everything burns down, right? They should have seen that. So every house should have had some kind of fire equipment, technology, right? And then the local government should have been able to say, hey, today is the 1st of January or the 12th of January. We checking everybody, fire hydrant, suppressant type thing. And we exchange the old one for the new one that you'll be equipped for the year, right? And we'll do some general training for volunteer fire station. Right? Anyone who's a boat captain, say, this is your civic duty here, right? To know this in case of emergency. And that needs to be happening sooner than later. So I'll watch to see if the people from Bimini, they call us driftwood and seaweed, so they don't like us when we come down there and critique and say, y'all need to do better. But we'll see if the regulars there, the belongers in Bimini, will take up their sword and shield and say, and accept the challenge and say, well, we plan to do better. We plan to make ourselves self-sufficient. We have the leadership. We will do this amongst ourselves. We don't work. We will not wait on our politician. We will not wait on the central government, but our community will bill out and come up from the wreckage. We just have to wait and see. This text says, you know how long this idea of training communities nationally to fight fires was around? And I respond to that. I haven't finished the text yet. I respond to you, texter, look at Abaco. I personally suggest it when we had the last rash fires. And I'll pause again and say to this texter, look at Abaco. And I know, and they put no in stars, someone suggested it years before me. And again, I pause, texter, and say, look at Abaco. Follow what they did. This, your lousy government. See, I know it's going to blame government, you know. And again, texter, I'll say, look at what Abaco did. Because you sound like you're making excuses. All they interested in is flying around and giving out vouchers to buy loyalty and getting a higher salary. And that's what the texter text just now. And I'd say to the texter, look at Abaco. I remember when I was debating Sawyer German, and I told him thank you. I told him thank you and said, I'll forward the information that you give to the relevant people who I know, right? I have one or two family members who are descended from Bimini and who live in Bimini, and said, well, this is contact. You can communicate with them, each other. And I remember debating and said, you know, Abaco volunteer system there is being run and managed, operated by white Bohemians. I hate to make things racial, you know. But white Bohemians went out to South Florida and connected with other white Americans and say, we are in trouble, but when we're going to service Abaco, we're going to come together and service the whole Abaco. And I'm wondering, just wondering, whether it's a color thing. Is it a color thing? Because the text are making all kind of excuses on why Bimini hasn't moved forward. But Abaco people stopped making them excuses long time. And Conky Joe stopped making excuses long time. And just say, we just can do. And Bimini and Abaco technically have the same type of money, access to money. So it's not a money thing, a money shortage. It's a leadership thing. What happened to the leadership in Bimini? I said, like I said, Bimini had several fires in them, but no one in the community reached out to nobody abroad or reached out to Abaco or wherever it is to say, we can do something. It's the mindset in Bimini is different, and they need to acknowledge and accept the blame. Your mindset is different because y'all don't want no help. Y'all want the government to save you. Y'all want the governor to be your salvation, and the salvation ain't coming. Because you can't help yourself. This text says, I visited Bimini a few years ago, and what I saw was large homes that was constructed but never finished or poorly maintained. Someone said to me that that's what happened when the drug money ran out. And I'm not sure if that is true, and other texters could call in or text to confirm such. And we know Bimini's history. We know South Andras history, North Andras history. We know even some of Long Island history about the dark 1980s and what happened there. We know that some money may have ran out, and I'm not running away from that, but I'm talking present. I'm talking present that they can have a big, beautiful complex hotel there, right, where it's one of the better hotels in the country. Right? Stocking richness, luxury on one side. And when you come over that hill, you just go down and descend into poverty. But the people in Bimini, proud. They don't see themselves as being poor. They don't see themselves as being challenged. Challenges there. And when you talk about the challenges and say, man, I didn't expect it to look like this, they get defensive. Right? Like I said, I'm not talking about the clapboard house because I personally love the clapboard house culture, right? When you go to parts of the Exuma, parts of Eleuthera, and again, like I said, Spanish Wells, I've been talking about Spanish Wells a lot recently. You see the clapboard culture, but everything, Abaco also, you can see the clapboard culture, but everything is well maintained. No, until these clapboards are being sold for $1, $2, $3 million. People try and say, why want one just like that, right? And I'm saying, why can't I be duplicated throughout the Bahamas to say, well, these are conch shell houses or whatever they call it, conch houses, and we have value in them, and we will maintain them, right? We'll lobby the government to say, well, can we get some duty-free things to make sure we have a beautiful place? But you need to have, it's like a sense of self-worth. right? In order to maintain a quality of life. Anyway, today is the 9th of July. Tonight is Tattoo Night, right? They have a number of activities. The School of Arts, that's on Gladstone Road, someplace there, is going to be debuting their talent nationally, because they have done a number of things already, right? But this is going to be the big thing, right? They bring all of the greats. I think Ian Pointier is going to be spearheading his grouping. I see Fred Ferguson is back in town in order to organize this. This may be one of the better events, cultural events we've had. They plan to spend money. We know the government is still in a celebratory mood, so money is being spent. And I'm encouraging all Bahamians to show up and enjoy the event. I'm hoping the event is spectacular, right? Not ordinary, because we've been having these events for a while, and sometimes we tend to duplicate the event before what was happening last time. We have a number of new hit songs recently in the country, so I'm hoping that these songs are played. I'm excited to see what Kappus comes up with, right? I'm hoping this year they plan to concentrate on the youth, so there's a number of youth, young musicians going to be playing, right, and spearheading and leading this. So it'll be interesting to see what our youth and how well our youth can perform tonight, right? I got a text yesterday critiquing me that because I didn't brag. I announced that I finally got an invitation to attend the government general ceremony at Government House, right? And a person asked, how can an ordinary person get an invitation? Or does one have to be politically connected? Suggesting that I'm politically connected. I ain't connected to nobody. It took me decades to get an invite. Until people don't rate me. They don't rate me. That's why I got to talk with them on the radio at times when they don't invite me. And finally decide, you know, hey, let's invite C.A. Nuri. See if he wants to show up. And I just want to eat some food. I like pastries. I want some coconut tart. And at this time, I've taken my Ziploc bag. And I was told that you don't take Ziploc bag to Government House, but it's outside in the sun. It's not like I'm inside. If I was inside, I would understand I can't take a Ziploc bag. But since I'm outside, I'll take my Ziploc bag and eat the government food. It's my food. I pay for that. My taxes. And I plan to go to the pastry section and Ziploc that whole section. And they understand. They should understand, right? Let's read this text here. It says, Abaco is filled with rich white foreigners. I thought Bimini is filled with rich white foreigners also. But that's what the text says. It says, Abaco is filled with rich white foreigners who made it happen through their money. Bimini doesn't have those rich residents, not to that level. Lastly, we pay taxes for government to have these fire trucks in place. Don't dare blame Bimini for government lack of infrastructure. You sound foolish. And that's what the text says. You sound foolish. I pay taxes. You pay taxes. And we know that New Providence have challenges with firefighting equipment. Now, we know. We have challenged. We know that, I remember that Exuma got a fire truck recently because they have issues. Andrus have issues. Acklands have issues. In fact, the Acklands Trade Association donated a fire truck to Acklands. We don't have no fire truck down there, you know. So I hear you texter saying that if you pay taxes and you deserve a fire truck, but you don't have a fire truck. You don't have a fire truck. And I hear you trying to say that Abaco only got these firefighting equipment because of the rich white, I like how you put it, rich white foreigners who live there, right? But we see by Sawyer's inbox that they reach out and they asked. The rich white foreigners you're speaking of do not volunteer to fight the fires. It's local Abaconians doing that. My issue is, why isn't there local Bimininites volunteering to be firefighters? They want, why? Because they want government to do everything. Their local government is failing. The people and the residents of Bimini are failing because they're lousy in terms of being accountable to themselves. They want their savior to be the government. So I hear you, texter, calling me foolish. But I didn't suffer no fire. Five houses destroyed, all right? How much people displaced? They say 20 people homeless. That's Bimini going through that. And there might be another fire before the end of the summer. And the question is, what Biminianites plan to do? So you might call me foolish. But I say, don't act then. Keep on waiting on the government and don't protect yourself. And I said, this is the difference between Abaco people and Bimini people. Because Bimini people like make excuses. Stop making excuses and find, start networking and reach out to people and say, hey, how can we get one smaller fire truck? How can we get one of those golf cart fire trucks? Or how can we get one water tanker? Because in terms of equipment, Abaco is the most equipped island with the most firefighting equipment in the whole Bahamas. They have more firefighting equipment than New Providence. Volunteer people. People reaching out and saying, man, whatever you have all, can you send it to us? And we'll come and fix it and clear and pay the duty and whatever it is. Because the community needs to be kept safe. There are people in Bimini who make excuses and don't want to protect their community. They'd rather burn down. So the fire guards come and do what they do to test you. And then you let things happen to yourself. And I say, stop letting things happen to you. That's what I'm asking. This text says, great show as usual. From Fox Hill, we have Pride, stop tooting food. That's good. I like food. You love Fox Hill Pride, and I like food, right? Don't carry people's plates. What you mean don't carry? I ain't carry the plate. I carry my own Ziploc bag, right? I carry my own Ziploc bag. And I said that it makes no sense. It's wasting. And if they have plenty of food there, and they know I like pastries, I say I should take some home. For the sake of the nation, I'm taking the pastries home. I like coconut tart and pineapple tart, and I don't want it to throw it away. And if I can help the country by not having them waste it, I say I'm going to risk myself and Ziploc it and carry it home. That's all. That's a duty. See, I have a sense of care and sense of duty for the nation of the Bahamas. We need more people like me. So, morning, CA. Latre Raming is a real... You can't be saying that about Latre Raming. You can't be saying that text about Latre Raming. You may critique him. You might explain to me why you're saying that. But you can't be saying that. And I can't read that about Mr. Raming. But Rissa Raming is doing his job. I there are times I disagree on how he does his job. And sometimes I tag him too. Saying, as the director of communication, it's not your job to be doing this. I want to hear from a minister, not you, right? You don't have the authority to speak on this, right? And they still make their decision on it, but I voice my concern, and either he takes it or he leaves it, and it seems as if our prime minister is happy with what Mr. Raming is doing, because he continues, and I am not mad at him. When I speak and critique him, it's not any animosity between it, because I respect him. Very brilliant for a young man. Brilliant. And I've told him that publicly too. I said, my gosh, at your age, I wasn't doing not half of these things you were doing. So I commend him. And some of the things, like I said, he's doing, I disagree with. And I tell him to his face, right? And we still can be cordial and respect as man. Yes, sir. No, sir. That's why I call him Mr. Raming. I try not to call him all our politicians by their first name. I work hard at it, right? And my MP is very familiar. And I still call him Mr. Mitchell. Or Mr. Minister. Respect is a distinction. You know, he called Mr. Nuri too. So it is what it is. So this text here says, why is it everything that goes right? It is because of Brave Davis. I use him because his picture on everything. And when it goes wrong, it's all our responsibility. Lundy saying the state of the roads is on us. You could imagine. We were supposed to be out there for the last 5 years booking people running red lights and confiscating those wildly ridden motorcycles that endangering lives. You have your ticket book. Meet me at Prince Charles Shopping Center. This on us. And Tex, I appreciate what you're saying. The authorities should be doing more. I've seen cycles, and I call them motorcycle gangs now because they come in packs. We don't have any license plates that pops and do stunts in the road, risking people's lives. I've spoken to the motorcycle associations and saying, man, you're problematic. And they say, no, they say it's not them, but they are rogue people out there. And this is where the police need to do their job. I see the police did an operation right by Port of Ski where they blocked the whole road and they confiscated at least 20-odd bikes. So I'm not sure if they returned them or anything, but at least they're doing their job. Perhaps they need to do their job more. But I understand. And in terms of Brave Davis on face, or Philip Davis or the Prime Minister's face on everything, that's the... I want to say that's the PLP machinery. I'm not sure if they're using government money, the public money to do these things, but yes, his face is on everything. And the thing is that the advisors who they have hired, employed, realize that Mr. Davis, his reputation precedes him, right? Where he's a likable fellow. And they know that when you critique this administration, and if you put the Prime Minister's face on it, it softens the whole blow. People love the Prime Minister, right? They love the Prime Minister's a nice guy, right? He's a nice guy. He's approachable. You could talk to him directly. And they realized that during the election, and they put his face behind every candidate. Say, it's a vote for him, it's a vote for me, right? And that worked. That worked. So I hear you, Texas. It's called politicking. That's what they're doing. They're politicking. I don't get mad at people politicking. I just get concerned whether they're using my money to politic. Hopefully they're not using my money to politic. And perhaps that should be your complaint. Your complaint should be, are they using our money to play politics? Let's go to this next text. It says, Bimini too, full of people from the South. And the MP role looked dumber than life when he went. Okay, just like the ride the wave PM, who was on Cat Island when everything got plummeted into darkness. That's pure intoxication. 53 years and we going backwards with this nothing burger government. Fred Mitchelson is in St. Lucia touring, flying every, even though we all crippled like a robot. And I guess this texter is critiquing the administration on whatever. So the MP for Bimini was on Bimini helping fight the fire, right? He was lifting buckets and toting buckets like the rest of them. There's a large number of Bimini men and women who were helping fight the fire until the fire truck came from the airport. I assume the fire truck came from the airport. It's one of those green fire trucks. And usually with the green fire truck signifies the airport. So more likely there was no flights coming in. And because there's no flights coming in, the airport fire truck was able to leave the airport and come and assist, right? They said that the MP, they're critiquing the MP helping in terms of outing the fire. Say they look dumb. But the residents of Bimini complimented the MP. The lady who being interviewed said this is one of the most endearing things she have seen. So I hear you, texter, critiquing the MP, but there are people on the island saying, man, thank you, MP. So I guess we all have different viewpoints. But I have said that that's something for the MP to consider. But when he having cheerleaders and people saying thank you, and they saw him and bringing water to him and said, Mr. MP, thank you for being here and supporting us, right? And of course, we saw the FNM candidate was how he was. I saw him in the pictures, right? So he was there giving his support, and that's how it is. And that's Family Island life also, right? We're going to take a quick commercial break here while I read this this text. It says, good morning. I have a reliable sources. The accident that happened on Shirley Street that killed those teenagers, that the accident was due to the fact that they were racing with another car. And I don't know. And you say reliable sources? That reliable source need to tell the police. Can't be telling me, because I ain't have no authority. So you and your reliable sources, texter, need to go to the police, show them the evidence, and if the police is aware, they will put it as evidence when they go into trial and stuff like that. But thank you. I know. But since you have reliable sources, let that reliable source tell the police so the police will be aware of the reliable source. Anyway, Garden Radio AM, one day before independence, right? We'll be right back. Is one day yet? Yeah.
onward, upward together. Boasting a rich culture.
Just sign in and have a seat, please. They'll call you in for your x-ray shortly.
That's why they call it a waiting room. You won't have that problem at Fourth Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Rona. We never schedule multiple appointments, so you'll be in and out in no time. And if your initial screening reveals a concern, our radiologist can conduct an alternative screening right then and there. Call 328-8157 to schedule an appointment at 4th Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Grosvenor today.
Wait, you know what's going down tomorrow?
Nobody, what happening?
Joe bringing the knife to school? He could do Junior in?
For what?
Wait, he fooled with Joe girl.
Mother sick. And you know Junior don't box. He got a big fight tomorrow.
So whose side you on?
Side? I trying to stay in school, not Simpson fan. You gotta tell somebody about this fight.
Tell somebody? I ain't no snitch. I mean cool, you know.
Wait, if you so cool, then you need to stay in school and stay out of the fight.
Yeah, but if I don't hang on Joe's side, him and he boys coming for me next.
Alright, so we definitely gotta tell somebody. We gotta prevent the fight.
What I say, I don't want nobody call me snitch.
We could just call Crime Stoppers. You could report what you know. And nobody gotta know it's you.
So how do I wait?
All you gotta do is call them or you text them through the Crack Crime Bahamas app, and nobody can know it's you.
Then the police come looking for me for more info, and when they finish with them, Joe them coming looking for me? Uh-uh.
When you call Crime Stoppers, the calls go directly to Miami, and they don't ask nothing about you. Then you can get the pen from them, and they can claim a reward later using that same pen.
Plus, everything's scrambled, so nobody can read what you're saying.
Calls 328-8477 from Nassau, or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
No budget for a vacation this summer? No worries. We got you. Guardian Radio 96.9 will fly you and a guest to South Florida for a vacation of a lifetime. Our sweet summer escape gets you round-trip tickets on Bahamas Air. $1,000 spending cash, thanks to Percy's Island Games. Brand new luggage from Brass and Leather. 4 days and three nights at the beautiful Holiday Inn Express Plantation. Free car rental from Hertz, too. Got you covered. Enter now for the Guardian Radio 96.9 Sweet Summer Escape. Fill out the form in today's Nassau Guardian and follow us on all social media platforms. Remember, you must be 18 or older to enter. Entry deadline August 12th, drawing August 14th. Taxes not included and certain restrictions apply.
We're going to give you a check every week for a year.
Percy Pentagon, Island Game, keep you winning. Percy Pentagon, dream big, we will help you live it. Percy Pentagon, Island Game, we got you. Percy Pentagon, from the friends you can trust. If winning is a must, go play the game you know, cause your best chance is with us. The most trustworthy name is Percy's Island Game. So put 20 on your account and ride this easy train at Percy's Island Game.
Guess who's back?
It's that time again for the 31st annual Michael Scudery Peace on the Streets Basketball Classic.
Classic. Bring it on now, let's go.
Whether you're a player or a fan, you don't want to miss this one. The action starts July 13th at the Hope Center. Hello. Log on to peaceonthestreets.com and register.
Come on, everybody, let's go.
That's the Peace on the Streets Basketball,
where we shoot hoops instead of guns.
Game time.
Headed to South Florida soon? Holiday Inn Express in Plantation welcomes you to the heartbeat of Florida fun. Whether it's business or pleasure, the Holiday Inn Express is close to sensational shopping life. Elevate your Florida experience and rest easy at Holiday Inn Express. Complimentary breakfast buffet featuring seasonal favorites. Keep up your fitness routine in our 24-hour on-site fitness center with cardio equipment and free weights, or take a refreshing swim in our outdoor pool. Your special Bahamas tourist rate awaits. Holiday Inn Express, 1701 North University Drive in Plantation. Book your getaway now. Call directly at 954-472-5600 or the sales department for reservations and additional information.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Hey kids, are you ready? It's back, the Jeff Rogers Summer Basketball Camp. July 27th to 31st at the Kendall Isaacs Gym, 2 to 5 p.m. daily, and August 3rd to 8th, 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. for boys and girls from 5 to 18. Come enjoy the thrills of the big game alongside NBA legends and current superstars Michael Sweetbelt Thompson, Michael Jr., Klay Thompson, Buddy Hield, Muggsy Bogues, and many others. Registration forms available now at the Seventh-day Adventist offices on Tony Williams Darling Highway. The Jeff Rogers Summer Basketball Camp. No budget for a vacation this summer? No worries. We got you. Guardian Radio 96.9 will fly you and a guest to South Florida for a vacation of a lifetime. Our sweet summer escape gets you round-trip tickets on Bahamas Air. $1,000 spending cash, thanks to Percy's Island Games. Brand new luggage from Brass and Leather. 4 days and three nights at the beautiful Holiday Inn Express Plantation. Free car rental from Hertz, too. All you need is your passport. We got you covered. Enter now for the Guardian Radio Sweet Summer Escape. Fill out the form in today's Nassau Guardian and follow us on all social media platforms. Remember, you must be 18 or older to enter. Entry deadline August 12th, drawing August 14th. Taxes not included and certain restrictions apply.
Welcome back to Guardian Radio AM. I want to say attention, Island Games players. Percy's pension plan is now accepting applications. You heard that right. Percy's pension plan is now accepting applications. If you just deposit $25, you are officially in the running for a weekly salary to up to $1,000 a week for a full year. Yeah, you heard me. I can repeat it. Yes. If you deposit a mere $25, you are officially in the running for a weekly salary of up to $1,000 a week for a full year. And how do you do that? It says apply via the islandgame.com. That's the, T-H-E, islandgame.com. And you can do this up to September 8th. That's the deadline. Applications close on September 8th. Just saying that, say, we in Long Island don't have any firefighting equipment or fire engines either. So I asked it, I text back the person and said, so what happens when you have a fire? We just let it burn. They just let it burn, right? Says, this text says, the British PR firm, the PLB hired several years ago to pump the PLP up, and they helped them win the election. Well, I guess it worked. Other people need to hire a British PR firm too, I guess. A nice face, but behind the scene, he is directing serious and harmful action against Bahamian citizens who oppose this government. Okay. These, the same bikers the PLP paid during the election. The PLP encouraged them. Okay. Okay. So it's good morning, Mr. Nuri. Take two Ziploc bags. See, texter. One texter said they can't take no Ziploc bag to the government house. And now I have another sensible texter. Let's listen. Let's read this. So good morning. Two Ziploc bags and a piece of foil to separate your dessert. You don't want your sweets getting mashed before you reach. That makes sense. I don't want my sweets getting mashed before they reach. And I don't like icing. You know, I have diabetes, so I can't be having icing on my sweets. Then eating sweets. So I love that idea with the foil paper. I will have to put them like in squares and then put them, insert them into the Ziploc bag. And since I have to wear a lounge suit, I'm just learning that a lounge suit is a dinner jacket. So I have to put that in my sack, in that inner pocket, and I can make sure they know why they invited C.A. Nuri. I'm just letting you know. Let's continue with this text. All right, now. Say, okay, I read that already. Okay, these that I can't read, I mean, they're kind of vicious. And I tend to want to read everything. But you can't be texting people this on a people's phone and expect me to read it. I mean, some of these things are vicious. You know, you can critique the government and stuff. But you can't be calling the name and saying all these slanderous things and expect me to read it. Urkas will be listening. Urkas will be listening. And I can't be reading it. I want to stay on the show a little longer. All right. It's a great show as usual. You from Fox Hill, not Black Village. So it's a no-no for you. The people insisting that I cannot take any foil or Ziploc bags with me. So they want the food to waste. But you got to understand the usual. Why can't I take some of the food home? I ain't take no rice. I mean, I don't have any rice. And I ain't going to take no high-end lobster or the chicken or rack of lamb. I was going to take desserts. What's desserts? What's desserts? That's one less thing I got to worry about when I eat home. I just want to take a couple pieces. I was going to take anything. Everything. That's going to take enough. I need to take a purse. If I take a purse, I can take more stuff. I need to invest in a man purse. Right? Tomorrow is a holiday, Friday. What are you doing on your holiday? I want everyone to be safe. I want everyone to be safe. Right? I want people to experience and celebrate what is Bohemian. Right? I'm still doing a series of stories that I'm posting now. I posted some on the Chick Chani, the Garland recently. I'm trying to put more stories that, like 10 years from now, 20 years from now, Bohemians can appreciate what it is to be Bohemian. I don't think that we promote our mythological culture enough. We don't say our mythological stories enough. And we have a lot of mythological creatures, you know, the Lusca, the Garland, the Hag woman, all right? The Boogeyman. When I was younger, you say the Boogeyman, right? We need somebody to write these stories down, tell the stories, and then issue it out. Especially with this technology, with AI now, we can do cartoon scripts and videos just so we can be celebrated internationally. So we can go from the Bahamas and beyond. We need to do more, right? But I want to wish everybody a happy independence. Play a lot of Bohemian music, man. Tomorrow, no reggae. No soca. No reggae and rap, right? Just play your Bohemian music. You know, celebrate we. Celebrate us, man. And you look for Bohemian stories, all right? Buy some crabs and let them go and tell your children, go catch them. Don't bite you, get your fingers pinched, right? But go catch them. Teach them how to do it. Go take them fishing. Take them fishing. Let them know the different types of fish there is. It's sea grape season, ganap season. Let them, some of them children, climb some trees. Climb some trees. Wear short pants tomorrow. Tomorrow is short pants day and t-shirt day. Wear your short pants in the sun, right? This has been Guardian Radio AM. We'll see you on Monday. You have a wonderful day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on guardianradio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.